Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Nick.
Welcome to What the Fuck is Happening, the podcast.
The way we just had a stare off to see who was going to be the first one to say anything.
Do we switch stuff up now or do we just keep going?
I think we just keep going
because, like, really, we established already neither of us are good with change. You know, this week I updated my iPhone. You know what they did?
What?
I've not dealt with it well.
What?
They changed in the emails app. Mm-hmm. They changed the folder from junk mail to spam.
Wow, big change.
When I opened my emails in the morning, I was in for the fright of my life. The way it ruined it, literally first thing in the morning I check my emails, it ruined my day.
That's so funny. I can't say I've noticed. Actually, I can't say I've made the update yet.
Yeah, you take like 3 years to update your phone.
I do,
which is totally not the behavior of a middle-aged white woman.
Nicholas came over to my house quite recently.
Did I?
Well, I don't know. It was a couple of months ago. We were watching Twilight anyway. And then we all sat for like 10, 15 minutes while Nicholas just updated everything on the TV.
Okay. No, you need to give context, whore.
There is... wasn't it something about binge not having subtitles?
Correct. We were trying to watch Twilight, what are the movie? New Moon? Breaking Dawn? No,
we hadn't gotten that far. I think it was...
We tried to watch Twilight Equips.
Equips?
Twilight Equips. Fuck! We're the recording saga at 9 p.m. to be clear. Yeah, our words are going to be jumbled. No, we were trying to watch Twilight Eclipse. I got there.
Twilight or Eclipse.
And Maddie threw a hissy fit because she can't watch anything unless it has subtitles, which I get, but I'm not going to, like, complain, you know?
He says.
I'm going to deal with it.
As anyway, if and she was like, email changing okay, from so, junk to spam didn't ruin your whole entire day. You need subtitles as much as I do.
No.
Really? Chelsea does.
I know. Personally, I always have them on. But if I'm watching something with my parents and they're like, can we turn the subtitles off, please? I'm like, yeah, of course.
No, I wouldn't. I would hold my ground. But to be fair, my mom and dad also need subtitles. I can't hear anything. I need them to tell me. They just mumble all the... Anyway, sorry,
no,
I'm getting
distracted.
No, you sound
really easily and low maintenance to deal with.
I'm sorry. It's the one thing that I will not... But it's a hill that I will die on.
The one hill you'll die on?
One of the many one hills thing you're stubborn that I will about? Die on.
Okay. Now I'm trying to think of what else you're stubborn about.
Doesn't matter. Anyway,
not really anything else that I can think of.
No, it's definitely, like, one of my really big,
I was going to, like, try and attack you, but it didn't work because I can't think of anything.
Unfortunately, I am actually generally low maintenance.
Anyway, we were trying to watch Twilight Equally. Fuck!
We were trying to watch a movie, and
have you seen that viral video from, like, binge 2009 of the girl who, she's, like, trying to record herself singing, like, I Will Always Love You, what's that song?
Yes, and she can't hit the note.
And she just starts. She's like eight, and she starts like fuck.
Yeah,
relatable.
Yeah, so true.
Literally,
you
me
on
in
a
the
daily
car
basis,
and on a daily basis when a minor thing happens to me.
Yeah,
we were trying to watch Twilight Eclipse on the Australian streaming service Binge.
Yes,
run by Foxtel, our equivalent of HBO.
Yes,
Max.
Yeah.
To be known as Max.
God.
Perhaps
that's all we're coming up
with. We
later.
Were just also for more context, even more context, we were just
we don't
watching
need more context.
The Teen Wolf, the movie from earlier this year.
That was today, by the way. This was not on the same day as Twilight.
No. This is context for why
right
I'm,
now.
And I was saying, I think the creator of the show and director of the movie and writer and stuff, his name is Jeff Davis. And I said to it, well, to it being Maddie, while we were watching I said to Maddie while we were watching, I really think Jeff Davis overexplains everything.
Yeah.
So now that we're recording the podcast, I'm accidentally over-explaining everything.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
I've tried to rein you back like 3 times. Anyway.
Whose problem was
long
that?
Long story short, the app doesn't do subtitles with a Samsung TV. And Nicholas was like, we just need to update the TV. And I was like, no, you're wrong. And then he updated it and it worked. Well, then he went to Apple TV and he had to update that. And it was a whole thing. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we got the subtitles working.
Basically, it's because she hadn't updated anything since she downloaded it like over 2 years ago. So suddenly I came in, updated everything, and suddenly everything worked. And she was shocked.
I just want you to know that we've had
imagine that maintaining
since like 2018, never updated a single thing before.
Imagine maintaining the luxury items you own.
It's a TV. It shouldn't need updating.
It's a luxury item. You got to take care of them. Okay.
No, not okay. It shouldn't need updating. Anyway.
The way that you're lying to yourself. Anyway.
I'm not. A normal person would agree.
This episode's going to be titled Spam.
Hot.
I'm really not dealing with it. Literally every time I go to my emails now, I brace myself.
Do you get things often in your junk/spam folder?
Yeah.
Why does it bother you?
There's one newsletter that I like to check every day. And it always goes to the junk folder.
You know you can change those settings.
I tried. Mm-hmm. And then it kept going back. It went to the inbox for like the first week. And then it switched back to junk. And I said, well, I'm just one man.
I've done all I can
do. What am I going to do against a giant conglomerate named Apple? You know, got to fight the good fight.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, anyway, so elephant in the room this week.
Do we have one?
No, do you?
No.
Is that what we're recording at 9 p.m. tonight? Because today we are watching the Teen Wolf movie. We're not going to talk about it a lot because we're only 40 minutes in and nothing has happened. But
okay, we're 37 minutes into Teen Wolf the movie in brackets 2023, not to be confused with the Teen Wolf movie from 1980 whatever.
Yeah, true. Very true.
So for full context... I feel like if you don't know about the Teen Wolf TV show,
the movie means
nothing. You like heard like a plot line from it, you'd be genuinely shaken.
We have watched the TV show and loved it when we were kiddies, and then we were reading the plot line for 6B to refresh ourselves, and we were genuinely shaken. Like, you don't need to not know anything about it to be shooketh.
You're not wrong there. But the Teen Wolf TV show premiered in 2011.
Yes.
And it's based on the 1980s movie starring Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But the Michael J. Fox movies were comedies, and this is very much a hard teen drama.
It really is.
The
movie, however.
Anyway, that's the show. It went for 6 seasons. It was low budget and on MTV. That tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. It was iconic at the time, but
is the sequel to the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Set 15 years later.
Also called Teen Wolf the movie, but no relation to the original movie.
Aside from the fact that it's a sequel to the TV show,
which is an adaption of the 1980s movie starring Michael J. Fox. So, that's all to say the movie's really bad.
Yeah, it's not going well.
It's not.
So, we'll...
It's not going great.
We'll update you next week.
Well, I was going to say... We're 37 minutes in. Almost nothing's happened.
No, nothing's happened.
They haven't even introduced all of the legacy characters yet.
No, they haven't.
There's already so many questionable lines of dialogue.
Bro, I think every single line is a questionable line of dialogue.
So true. The entire thing is shot with the intention of making it slow motion.
Really? Whack.
Yeah. So was the original show every fight scene.
That's so funny.
You could tell because there was less like motion blur.
That makes sense.
Which means that they filmed it at double the frame rate and converted it back because all of that.
Yeah.
It's nothing's happening.
Nothing
Everything's
is happening.
Happening.
Yeah. It's like 5 scenes of nothing. And they're really long scenes. And then there's like a 2-second scene where something really important happens. And then they go back to nothing happening. And it's like, I'm sorry, that one was like important. Why are you
skipping over that? The original TV show was also PG for TV. So there was like no swearing more than like bitch.
And it was for like kids.
Teens.
Teens.
And it was on MTV, broadcast TV. So it was like, what's it called? It's like the cheapest tier of cable television. Whatever. It was meant to be on at like prime time. So it was like relatively safe. This movie's on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
So they have the ability to like make it whatever rating they want, basically.
And they did.
In the first like 5 minutes, there was multiple fucks, multiple shits. And then 10 minutes after that,
there was a naked.
There was nudity and a sex in a scene that had no reason to exist.
No reason to exist.
And I just, you know what? This is all Jeff Davis's fault.
Yeah,
he's a bad writer and he's a bad director.
Yeah, he can't, absolutely.
He can't, I don't know if he tells the actors to just go 100% batshit every take, or if he just doesn't reel them in when they're going 100% batshit every take.
Speaking of reeling people in, I'm going to reel you in right now because this was just the elephant in the room. We're not talking about the movie. That's next week.
I'm not dumb. and
I tried, everyone. I'm sorry.
Like, Jeff Davis, bad writer, bad director. We got all that. Not only that, though, his biases are so, so clear and seen on screen.
Very accurate.
Like, the way that there's two main actors who didn't come back for the movie because they knew it was going to be bad. The original show was bad. They were contractually obligated to do that, though.
Very accurate. So
they didn't come back for this movie because, one, they didn't want to pay the female Arden Cho the actual amount of money as everyone else is getting.
Mm.
And Dylan O'Brien is too successful to come back and do this.
So true.
Jeff Davis introduced two characters that are carbon copies of these actors' original characters.
Very accurate.
He almost killed one of them off in the first 2 minutes.
Well, we're actually unclear whether or not, because they haven't come back yet, so they could be dead.
and then the other one is literally a carbon copy of season one, Dylan O'Brien's character.
Yeah, sure.
I just, imagine being that forthright in your, like, he's clearly trying to make, like, be mean and make fun of Dylan O'Brien and Arden Cho for not coming back. Like, he's clearly mad at them. And I feel like that's coming across in the movie. Do you not?
No, I just think he's really bad at what he does.
Yeah, two things can be true at once.
Yeah, they can. I'm not picking up on the anger that you're picking up on, but like, yeah, okay, I wouldn't be surprised either. Well,
I am picking up on it anyway. I think we should predict what else happens in the movie.
Bro, nothing's gonna happen in the movie.
Yeah, nothing's gonna happen for the next 2 hours, and then it's gonna end.
Thank God. I mean, what, apparently Derek is supposed to die, but again, we're 40 minutes in. That's supposed to be the inciting incident of the film.
Mm.
He hasn't died yet. Mm-hmm.
The characters haven't even all met up yet.
No, they haven't even all met up yet. Wait, again, we're not even sure 40 minutes in whether or not the two people who died, well, were shot in the opening sequence are actually still dead. Are they coming back? We don't know.
Yeah.
It's unclear.
It's very, yeah.
What the relationships are between everybody. It's unclear. I don't even remember why they left Beacon Hills.
They didn't.
Yeah, exactly. So they haven't explained that. Why did everyone leave Beacon Hills and not want to come back?
I guess because
trauma, but they haven't explained that. They haven't. The one thing I will say I'm quite appreciating is they are doing flashbacks to, like, short flashbacks to the main series, which I'm enjoying because I have repressed so much of the series. So it's good to get, like, the reminders of what they're referencing.
So we're going to do our What the Fuck of the Weeks, right?
Yes.
But first, I want to update you on your What the Fuck of the Week from last week.
Oh, okay.
So Sydney something, the girl who was cast to play Nani.
Yes.
In the Lilo and Stitch live action Disney Plus reboot, yes. Remake, live action, whatever.
Yeah.
She is born in Hawaii, but she's not a native Hawaiian. So no, they didn't cast authentically for that.
Oof.
Despite the fact that they did for Lilo.
Lilo, yeah.
Anyway. So there's that update. We have confirmation that she's, not native Hawaiian. And the actor that they cast to play the love interest.
Oh, yes.
Got fired.
Oh, no.
And recast during the week because the actor that they cast to play the boyfriend, the original one, it turns out some fans did digging, like better vetting than Disney, and found that he was using like racial slurs online.
Jesus.
Get this, though. The reason he got exposed. White? Well, I don't think so. I think he was. But the way that it was exposed is that he, in some years past, whatever, was creating Spotify playlists with racial slurs in the title.
Oh my god.
So the fans just did the vetting themselves and discovered
that's all so of his
past playlists and stuff. It was wild.
That's so specific.
So he can now say that he was cancelled for his Spotify playlist titles. Rightfully so.
I have a lot of thoughts about that, but I'll say them in private.
Why do you have thoughts about that?
It's just wild. That's just wild.
Go off. Anyway, so that's the update on last week.
Okay, interesting. This week, so my turn.
Yep. What's your what the fuck of the week?
This is about Kylie Jenner.
Ruby and Timothy Shyamalan.
No, surprisingly not. This is about something else. Which is that this week, Kylie Jenner had the absolute audacity to do an interview with Vogue.
I think I saw and bits and pieces of this.
The only surgery or a cosmetic procedure she's ever had done to her face was lip fillers.
Oh.
Girl, what? Oh. She said, hold on, let me get the news article up because I did just get it.
I did see it. She said that
it's a misconception that she's had so much surgery on her face. And she did say, yes, she got lip fillers. She openly admitted to that.
She said it was the best thing I've ever done.
I know, right? I know. I don't regret it, but I always thought I was cute because she also was like, everyone just thinks I was so insecure. Okay. I don't think that was the issue. And this article also says, in 2018, she said, people think I fully went under the knife and completely reconstructed my face, which is completely false. They don't understand what good hair and makeup and like fillers can really do. She confirmed it's fillers. I'm not denying that.
Okay, well, two things.
Mm-hmm.
Fillers could also replace that with filters.
Yeah, so true.
And it would still be accurate. But fillers is pretty vague.
No, it absolutely is. And you can absolutely also get fillers like done fillers in your cheek and your jaw and stuff. But she 100% has had a nose job at the very least. I reckon she's had an eyebrow lift as well, for sure. Anyway, long story short is that she's a fucking liar. You can't just say the only thing I've ever done is had lip fillers.
Okay, but I think that's an interesting topic and direction of conversation when we kind of consider how much transparency do celebrities owe their audiences when it comes to beauty standards and
super fair.
Super what's fair. It called? plastic surgery and stuff?
I mean, I think it can be a grey area for some people. But if we're specifically talking about the Kardashians and the Jenners, I think it absolutely is not transparent. I think it is, quite frankly, very disgusting for them to set the beauty standard, say they did it naturally when they actually did not do it naturally.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'd also argue that, like, super skinny waists and shit are not natural purely because
no they're not
of the amount of resources at their disposal, but
there's absolutely no way. I mean, again, Kim very clearly has had a BBL reversal done in the last 12 to 18 months. Not really? Only did she never admit to having a BBL in the first place, she's now not admitting to having it reversed, which she fucking clearly did. Like, it's not, if you look at the before and after photos, like, that's not, doesn't just, the it infuriates
no
me.
I feel you, but I've gotta say, and this may be controversial, specifically to you, but it's kind of iconic of Kylie Jenner to pump up her lips with lip filler, create Kylie Cosmetics based purely on the foundation of Kylie lip kits.
Yeah.
That make your what is it? You like line your lips and then fill it in and it makes it look like you have fatty lips.
Which I mean is not an invention by her, but
no, but that's what
it's what she built her brand
correct
on.
That's how it got popular in the first place.
Get
fillers, start the business, pretend that the lip kits are the only reason you've got such big luscious lips now. Make $1 billion and then get the lip fillers taken out.
Well, she's had them put back in though.
Again?
Yeah, yeah. She had them taken out. She got them dissolved, I think, for about 18 months, maybe 12 months, but they're back in now.
Why are they back in?
Well, because I don't know. She wanted them to be.
Because Kylie Cosmetics started to not sell as much.
Maybe. But they've been doing badly for a long time. And interestingly enough, that article also said that in her Vogue interview she talked about, they're doing a major rebranding of Kylie Cosmetics at the moment, which is absolutely of no surprise to anybody.
Do you think the fact that every single one of her sisters started a cosmetic brand to hurt Kylie's business, despite the fact that she was the original?
Not necessarily, because at least at the beginning, Kylie had something different going for her. But beauty and cosmetic industries now are so diverse and innovative, and she hasn't done anything exciting with her makeup in years. Paired with the fact that it wasn't very good comparatively anyway. So like the products, I mean. So she needs it. It's like, it's of no surprise to anyone who knows anything about PR. This is not a surprise at all.
Amazing.
Specifically about the Kylie Cosmetics. It has nothing to do with the lip filler. So let's circle back around to that.
Do you think, though, that the beauty and celebrity makeup skincare brand market is so oversaturated, though? Because that it's, like, affecting the businesses?
Sure.
Because, like, I Googled the other day how many celebrity beauty brands and stuff there are, what the most popular ones are. Like, every celebrity and their mother has a fucking beauty brand.
Yeah, no, they do. Absolutely, they do. Yeah.
And half of them are clearly flops.
Yeah, no, they are. They are. It's because they just think they can have a beauty brand and have it work, which is absolutely not the case. The only ones that are really successful at the moment are Rare Beauty and Fenty Beauty. I would also argue that House Labs by Lady Gaga, since their rebranding, is actually doing quite well, but...
Yeah, they kind of revamped their...
Yeah, they did.
...imaged and fixed their reputation a little.
Yeah, she did.
But, I mean, their reputation wasn't bad. It was just confusing.
Yeah, like,
it was
a
confusing image.
Yeah,
out, Ariana Grande is also really popular?
It's becoming more popular now, particularly post her release of the concealers, because she did she released a concealer range, I think it was about 12 months ago, and she had like 50 shades, like the most shades of anyone ever when they did a concealer drop. Huh. And everyone was like, wow, this is good. Well, and the products are good now. But
before, like maybe a couple months ago, I had never seen Ariana like actually do any promotion for the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for the past few months, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of her like...
Yeah, she's been doing a bit more.
Sitting down and doing, like, her makeup and talking and answering questions and stuff. And I'm like, see how little effort you have to put in to actually be successful. Yet there's, like, 1,000 celebrity makeup brands that flopped because the artists just didn't care.
Yeah, well, definitely. And I mean, like...
I'm talking, like, I saw Drew Barrymore had one.
Hers actually hasn't flopped. I know it seems like it has, but...
I don't digress. I don't know what the word digress means.
It means you move on.
Okay, well, I don't digress. I
disagree.
No,
I mean,
because if you go to the Flower Beauty website, you can't buy anything.
Yeah,
it says, Suz, if you want to buy anything, you have to go to a physical store and try and find them, because we're not selling them right now because we have to do a major rebrand soon.
Oh, well, I mean, that might be true, but I mean,
that doesn't scream success to me.
Her whole thing was that she's actually like a really affordable brand. So she's not operating at the same level that like REM and Rare Beauty and all of that are. She's like drugstore level, like Maybelline level makeup. And? So it's like different levels of success. They have different qualifiers.
If the website that's meant to sell the product doesn't sell the product... I think there's a problem.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, probably, but
I adore Drew Barrymore, but I think this was misguided.
Maybe. I mean, she's actually had her makeup brand's been around for longer than most of them. Like, hers is like one of the oldest, to be honest.
It doesn't change anything of what I said.
I'm just saying, I don't think that the story with that specific makeup brand is as clear cut as it looks.
I do. But okay, like, what about Halsey's?
I think that flopped. Well, actually, I've seen more and more of this recently.
What, about face?
Yeah, about face. Her whole thing was like, they were like almost like paints, and her thing is like, it's really artistic makeup.
It's like really bright and bold.
Yeah,
and like it's for creative painting, not for
everyday.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Rare Beauty, for example.
See, that's why I'm like, I wonder why someone who took a different approach didn't necessarily find the mainstream success you would.
Well, I think because it's not really...
It's not really something you would...
Do mainstream, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, again, she might have found success in her niche, but I'm not really sure.
Not even to mention all of the influencer beauty brands.
Oh, my God. James Charles just announced his, which is, like, wild.
Did he not have one?
No, he didn't. He just announced it, like, this week, I think. I know. I'm like, babe, that was, like, 7 years too late. Like,
it's not, you're not exactly at the pinnacle of your career.
Yeah, I know. Wild.
You're too busy sucking dick and cock.
I know.
And he did it at my birthday dinner.
It's a pretty crazy move. Yeah.
Name a more iconic piece of pop culture.
Absolutely, I can't.
Than Tati's.
Yeah.
Sucking dick and cock.
That was pretty... That whole
and
video
he
was pretty...
did iconic. It at my birthday dinner.
It's pretty iconic. Whole series.
That's so fucking funny.
It was wild.
And wasn't it that stuff, that all that shit that kind of took down the entire YouTube beauty guru breeding industry?
Pretty much.
Because then, like, all Jeffree Star kind of fell from grace a little and...
Yeah, they all got involved.
And that was also due to, like, the Shane Dawson stuff being part of Jeffree Star and, like...
Well, because Tati... I mean, I've never actually seen the videos, but... my understanding of what originally happened was Tati Westbrook basically made a video saying all of the stuff about
bye, sister.
Charles. Yeah, bye, sister. And then later she made another video basically rescinding all of the accusations that she'd made in the first one and claimed that Jeffrey and Shane
with
made her say it all. Yeah, and manipulated her into thinking that James...
Right, and there's that iconic video of Shane Dawson...
having a meltdown about
it, as if he's in, like, the war room in the White House.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
She's lying!
Yeah, exactly.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess. I absolutely am obsessed with the fact that they took each other down from the inside.
I know.
It was an inside job.
Yeah, it really was. It was the only thing that was going to happen, right? Which is the same thing that could only happen for that Kardashian, so I'm waiting for that fall from grace.
I mean, if they've been uninvited to the Met Gala and their beauty brands are flopping.
Yeah.
What's Kim's, Skims?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really popular. That's really successful.
It's really, really successful.
And I've heard, rightfully so, that products are really good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, same. I don't know if her skincare line that she recently dropped is doing very well. And she actually has closed down her beauty brand has discontinued a lot of the products. That was a little while ago.
Now we just need Courtney to do something. Anything.
She's doing vitamins. The Lemmy.
Oh, the pussy ones.
Yeah, the pussy vitamins.
Can I say that?
Well, we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Do you take them orally?
Yeah, you do. I know.
Slay.
Wild. They're not just pussy ones.
They do nothing.
I know. They're not just pussy ones, though. I think there's, like, brain ones, and I don't know. She's fully trying to be, like, a wellness guru, but we all
know. I would totally trust her if she didn't spend 18 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashian.
Yeah.
Being like a faux pseudoscience conspiracy theorist.
No, for sure. It's very, very questionable.
Also, the like range of vitamins you can buy is like that big.
Yeah.
The amount of effective vitamins is like that big.
Very.
And contains like vitamin C and vitamin D.
So true.
Vitamin B, zinc. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think it's really important, magnesium.
Yeah,
I feel like it's important for people to know and understand that.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's so true.
Because celebrities,
I actually
the way
think
that
the
they
vitamin.
What was that? What
industry
was
is like insidious.
It is. It's basically an MLM.
Yeah, yeah,
as a
exactly.
Whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. What was the Coachella James Charles gummy vitamin thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Damn. I'll research it and get back to you next week.
Okay.
Because I remember a massive drama predating Bi Sister. We should classify humanity as BBS and ABS. Before Bi Sister and after Bi Sister. You know what Lego's made out of? ABS.
Okay.
Acrylonitrile butadiene styrene.
Babe, moving on from that.
Slay. The way that I switch from beauty makeup talk to science and plastic.
Did you? Anyway, what were you going to say before that?
Ate that up. I don't know.
Me either. What's your what the fuck of the week?
My what the fuck of the week. This week.
Yeah.
Is.
That
I hate when people hate stuff because it's popular.
fucking same. And you know who mostly does it? Is men hate on things when girls love them.
Yeah.
Teenage girls specifically.
Absolutely. Why do you think it's like early Justin Bieber, One Direction?
Yeah. No, I have Twilight. I mean
boy band Twilight. Like, I was guilty of that when I was like 13.
Fair.
Where I'd be like, Twilight.
The color pink.
Please. That shit's ridiculous. I'm like, it is ridiculous, but in a good way.
But it's supposed to be.
And like One Direction. I come from One Direction. That's so dumb. Yeah. And then I aged like 2 years and was like, actually, just because something's popular doesn't mean it's bad.
Literally.
In fact, sometimes things are popular because they're good. You know?
There's a reason why something has mass appeal. Sometimes there's a reason. Yeah. No, it's very true. Literally, I use as a litmus test to see whether or not a straight guy is acceptable is by asking him what he thinks about One Direction. I genuinely don't care whether they like the music or not.
No, that's a good...
What I do care about is the way they speak about the people who like them. And you always can tell.
I think it's a major red flag if people are, specifically men, are punching.
Yeah.
Or shitting on things that are liked by women or that are popular in general.
Absolutely.
My go-to, like, red flag
test
is... It's not even for me. This is what I tell other people to ask.
Iconic.
Is, like, subtly try and, like, ask and figure out what they voted for in the same-sex marriage vote for, like, 2018. Because sometimes they'll be like... I voted no. And that's fine.
No, it's not.
It's not. But it's like, you know, it's like, it's whatever. It's an opinion. At least they're not. But then sometimes you're like, no, because. And if you get a no because.
Bad.
Cut that shit off.
I don't really know if I agree with... I just think a no full stop is like a red flag. Because I think
I think it's a red flag, but if they like elaborate on why they hate gay people... It's like hard out.
I mean, fair, but alternatively, if someone also, just says no... Also, because it
basically says everything you need to know about their personal politics as well.
Obviously, but if they just say no, and they're just, like, defiant and offer no explanation as to why they hate gay people, it's like, do you think that your opinion is acceptable? Like, you're not even going to try and justify it.
You have
it.
Too much faith in men, though. I think if you hold men to them standards, you're going to have, like, a dating pool of three men.
No, exactly. So anyone who says no is just automatic red flag. They're all in the same group. All bad.
I'm trying to be realistic.
No, I don't want
them. I'm trying to say...
I don't need them.
Okay, wait, stop. You think of all of the heterosexual married couples you know.
Gross.
How many of them do you think the husband is secretly, or not so secretly, but like homophobic or whatever?
A solid 50%.
And just says nothing. Like, doesn't...
No, a solid 50%, for sure.
Like, because I feel like there's 50% is those people who are, like, outwardly homophobic or transphobic, whatever. And then the other 50% are the men who, like...
Keep it on the inside.
Have shitty opinions, but just keep it inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I almost feel like it's okay for women to date the silent men.
No.
But then who else are they going to date?
I would rather date no one. I would literally rather be alone for the rest of my life than marry someone who has shitty opinions, whether they keep them to themselves or not.
Slay. I would too. I think I'm one of those people who's like, I could never date someone who's of the opposite political opinion of me or votes for the LNP or whatever. And people shit on me for that. People get mad at me when I say stuff like that. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be friends with people who are conservatives. Like, what?
No.
What positivity is that bringing into my life?
No, absolutely not.
All it tells me is that you fundamentally
have no empathy.
Certain humans because they exist.
Literally. And it's literally.
Like, if that's not like a, if that's not ringing a bell in your head.
Or equally as bad, but for an entirely different reason, they like, I mean, it's slightly different here in Australia than it is in the US because everything's so unpolitically motivated. Like a lot of this, like racism and whatever is so embedded in their parties that you kind of are voting for it or against it, whether you agree with the politics. But here in Australia, it's a little different because it's not as obvious unless you do kind of some research. And it doesn't have to be in-depth research.
It can literally just be ABC's vote compass.
Yeah.
But then they're like, ABC, that shit's corrupted by Labour.
Well, so this is my point. Is kind of like, okay, cool. Someone votes the LNP. They don't know all of the bad shit that comes along with that. But is that almost worse? That someone, not worse, it's not worse.
It's
but
not
it's
worse.
Just as bad. It's just as bad. For a different worse. Reason that someone cares so little about
anything. I think in the past it probably was.
Yeah, no, it definitely...
But now that we're in the information age where we have instant access at our fingertips to infinite information.
For sure.
I don't and think there's really an excuse.
We've got a fucking 24-hour news cycle. There is nothing that goes under the radar.
The amount of fucking people in Australia who are like, you know, socially I'm Labour. Socially I'm really left, on the left wing. But economically,
well, the
economically,
thing
I'm LNP. I'm conservative. I'm voting
well,
for the right.
The thing that
and guess which one they then vote for?
The LNP.
Correct.
Yeah.
They vote for the right wing. Well, and it's like, well, how can you say that literal human rights, and you may be getting a little tax break, or maybe not even getting a tax break?
Well, I was gonna say. Like, so this is the interesting thing about this whole like psychology is that people think. I mean, again, speaking from the perspective of here in Australia. Is that people think that the LNP, A, are this some great economic powerhouse and know what they're doing with money, which they fucking don't. Yeah, like, if we think about the massive amount of debt that we've gotten in the last decade, of which the LNP was in federal parliament for the entire time. But also, B, it's this interesting thing that happens is because 90% of the people in Australia are never going to benefit from the tax breaks or the whatever stuff that the LNP are making because they're for the uber rich. But people have it in their head that they are going to become uber rich. And so that when they get to that point, they're going to...
Do you think they have that in their head?
Yeah, I do.
Or do you think that a lot of the right-wing conservatives are just so dumb that they think that it all applies to them, despite the fact that they're of lower income and actually aren't going to get any tax breaks?
I mean, probably a combination. Probably, but I think that people
think
they're closer to becoming...
And this is, like, really fucked up of me to say, and I might have to delete this, but I kind of just think a lot of conservatives, a lot of right-wing people are just dumb.
No, I think that that's probably generally true, but I also think that people think that they are closer to becoming millionaires than they are to becoming homeless and extremely poor. Yeah.
Right.
Which is not true, right?
If at you, all.
Ever. If, like, all you have
you
to think...
You can be making $100,000 a year and that's still not be true.
No, absolutely not. You're like, if you think... If you go 3 months without a paycheck, probably you're going to be homeless. But in 3 months, you are never, ever going to make $1 million. Unless you're Jeff Bezos. So, like... it's but just that, not going to happen, you know? Like for the general population, obviously some people become millionaires within 3 months, but like 2% of people. It's not going to be you. Stop thinking it's going to be you. Stop voting for the LNP.
And like, frankly, I think a lot of people who vote LNP vote conservative.
Yeah.
Right wing need to kind of do some looking in.
Mm.
And I say this specifically to the people who are like, I vote Liberal. It's hard. I try not to say Liberal and Labour.
Yeah.
Because fair, if anyone international confusing. Is listening, they're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, LNP, the right wing.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who... I'm talking to anyone who votes right wing.
Yeah.
Because they're economically conservative.
Yeah.
I think you need to do some in-looking because I don't think that's why you're voting LNP. I think that's... The real reason you're voting LNP is because you have a lot of internalized shit that you haven't dealt with, and you'd probably be shocked to find that you're not as good of an ally to marginalized groups as you think you are.
Well, and additionally, again, genuinely ask yourself why you even think that they are better economically, because
in what way?
Like, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is the difference between the two? Because there is no major difference.
Not
like, it's not.
Yeah.
No, there really isn't.
I mean, frankly, not in social stuff either, but whatever.
I mean, no, obviously not. But yeah, anyway, so moving on from that, I don't know how we got to such a big rant. But slightly good news, not about America, because there is no good news about that. But good news here in Australia, for example, if we think about, I mean, I was concerned for a little while there about our political divide, and fucking... Far be it from me to say that it's like fixed and that we're good, because we're not. But I was very, very, very proud and impressed with Australians in our last federal election. Not only did we vote out like completely and absolutely the LNP, but we also voted in a lot of Greens and a lot of Independents.
Yeah.
And I think it was really, really clear that in here in Australia, we're no longer going to be putting up with their fucking shit. Not only that, but that was then repeated in all of our state elections. All of our states, yeah. except for Tasmania, but they're fuckers, are Labour.
Yeah.
Our federal government is now Labour. Like, I feel like we're doing pretty... Like, I think we kind of swung back around here. And it's like, it was really worrying for a little while there. But I think we've kind of, like, collectively okay, turned around a little bit. Maybe that's more
what I'm trying to say, is that the fact that... In America, when they were faced with this,
yeah,
the political divide 20 years ago or whatever with Bush or whatever,
yeah,
they let it fester and they let it yes. grow.
Yeah.
Whereas in Australia, it's obviously still a major problem. The amount of politicians who are coming out is deeply transphobic and yeah. disgustingly
yes.
Far right and stuff.
Well, I mean, still horrific and scary. Even just yesterday, they've cut NDIS funding. So,
but I feel like we've pretty well shown that, like, as a whole,
yeah,
we're not that shitty.
No, we're not gonna, like, collectively just keep putting up with shit, right? You know, I agree. Also, why I have been ongoingly very impressed with France in the past couple of months since they have been rioting, which hilariously was entirely just because of they wanted to change their retirement age.
Except
2 years older to 64, yeah. which, by the way, is still lower than basically every other country yeah. in the world. But the bit that they've been writing about is that Macron, the parliament voted against it. They shut it down and he said, no, I'm just doing this. I'm using my absolute power and writing it into law. And that's why everyone's rioting. And I think that Americans need to take that energy on, okay?
Don't tell Americans to riot, because we know they will.
But the far right are already doing it. They're already making these laws. They're already fucking signing them. Like, I saw someone the other day say they were a refugee from Tennessee. And I was like, a trans person saying I'm a trans refugee from Tennessee. I was like...
Yeah, they're not allowed to have pride parades anymore either.
That's fucking insane. That Correct. Is insane. And the fact that this person was calling themselves a refugee and they were like, right,
yeah,
is absolutely insane. And I don't understand how people are just letting that happen. How are they just letting that happen?
Because literally the president, Biden, like 2 days ago, tweeted out, we need to enact gun control now. He tweeted, we must ban assault weapons.
Right.
And everyone was like, dude, you're the president. You're the one who needs to be banning assault rifles.
Right.
You're the one who needs to be actually doing these changes instead of just tweeting, like, inflammatory statements this. Like, we yeah. need to ban assault rifles.
Yeah, or, sure.
Drag queens are not, like, criminal.
Right.
But then he just sits there. And I know it's not that simple. But, like,
it's not
that complicated either.
I'm not saying that Biden is doing a great job.
Oh, I didn't think you were.
That's absolutely not at all. I'm almost saying this has nothing to do with
it. Oh, no, I was backing you up by saying that Americans and politicians are spineless.
Yes. Yeah.
Are all talk. That is all talk.
Yeah. Yes. No.
I was just backing you up by saying that.
Lies, actually, because the far right are not all talk.
No, because they have no morals.
So yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving on.
I just think it's wild that Biden can sit in his office and watch the country falling apart and watch queer people be banned and abortions be banned. And
I actually think it's fucking disgusting.
What is?
Biden and the way that he's
That's exactly right.
been carrying on.
But I think there's a special place in hell for people like him who are letting all of this happen
yeah.
and then tweeting out, abortions are a human right.
I mean, not only that, but the only reason he's not trying to get stuff pushed through is because he's trying to aim for re-election. And it's correct. Like, that's fucking not...
He's announcing you it this
week. Are never, ever, ever going to get the Conservatives to vote for you. So fucking do something that will make the Democrats vote for you. Like,
Period.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Period. As you say, there is a special place in hell for him.
I don't know. No, we went from... and the moral of this whole story is, men, don't be scared to say you like One Direction.
Otherwise, we will assume that you are a Republican.
Yeah, that you're a far-right pundit.
Jesus.
This is on brand anyway, whatever.
So true.
Okay, let's just... I have a few pop culture moments from the week that I've written down. One of them in particular is very funny to me.
Okay.
Did you see Timmy C get hit by a camera?
Timmy C?
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I did. Wait, I did see this. Snake on the wire fence near the glass bottle bin.
Ew!
Just keep light on when you get out of the car. Keep eyes peeled. Yuck.
I can't talk because I hate snakes, and that's enough to scare me.
Yes,
Maddie just got a text from her family that said, be careful when you get home, there's a snake on the fence. How do you live like this?
Honestly, we haven't actually seen a snake all summer. And then Mackenzie and I, as we were driving out of the driveway, we saw the snake crossing the road. So Mackenzie called Mum and was like, don't take the pups out there for a wee tonight. There's a giant snake. And now she's just texted and said, the snake's come down the driveway.
How are you going to get inside?
I don't know. That's what she was just saying. Keep your eyes peeled. Turn your light on.
You can stay here.
No, it's not that bad.
It is that bad.
It's fine.
It is that bad. It's a pressing issue. And if you don't do anything about it, you are George Bush.
I will do something about it, which is that I will keep my eyes peeled.
Anyway, here's a video of Timothy Chalamet getting
pushed
into a camera by an extra.
Yeah.
Who I'm sure was not fired.
That was crazy. The way she's like, I'm sorry, I'm a mother.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You know what the best part is? It's an ad directed by Martin Scorsese.
Iconic. And that's
Martin Scorsese's daughter/granddaughter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did know all of those
details. Also, I'm really hoping that the mic picked up the audible gasps.
Yeah, of everyone
from the onlookers, because that's my favorite part.
It was funny.
It absolutely cracks me up.
Yeah.
Did you see that every single celebrity on Twitter got de-verified?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Elon Musk is part of his... You know how the right wing are like an inflammatory thing for like Andrew Tate's and Elon Musk's and stuff to like rile up the incels?
Mm.
I like, well, the ultra-rich elite who conspiring against us and are all Democrats and are having secret mansion orgies where they laugh at the poor and are trying to enact wokeness and stuff like that.
Horrifying. The fact that they accuse the Democrats of that when it's literally what they do.
It is literally what they do. But it's part of that kind of vibe where when he bought Twitter, he was like, I'm going to level the playing field and make sure that no person on Twitter is higher or better than the other.
Didn't he try to make people pay for it, though?
He still is. And by that, so he was like, and to do that, I'm going to de-verify. I'm going to get rid of all verifications because celebrities are no more special than the rest of us humans.
Unless you pay for one.
And then Twitter stock dropped by like half. And he realized, oh, no brand, no business, no corporation is going to want to be on Twitter or advertise with Twitter. If there's just accounts pretending to be them and all this stuff and they're not verified and there's no official accounts. So he changed it and it's taken a full, since he bought it, so what, like almost a year now. It's taken this entire time for him to figure out how to do it.
Iconic.
And that's basically, politicians have a different coloured check mark than everyone else.
Oh my god.
Brands have a different coloured check mark than everyone else. So theirs is gold, politicians are grey. And then Twitter blue subscribers have the traditional blue verification check.
Right.
And then that's been like, they've been slowly doing that over the past 8 months, whatever. And then just yesterday, they officially rolled out every single legacy verification mark got outed, got cut.
Crazy.
So no one who was verified on Twitter.
That's crazy.
Is verified. And verification doesn't mean what it means anymore. If you have the blue tick on Twitter, you're not verified. It just means you paid $8.
Yeah, no, sure. You know? Yeah.
So now there's no more verification on Twitter. And everyone is leaving.
Very reasonable. I didn't really say a lot about it, except for Jenny Nicholson, I think it was, tweeted. And she was like, you know, the funny thing about losing my blue check mark is that there have been absolutely no downsides, except there has been an upside, which is that I can finally edit my username and change it because haven't been allowed to. Well, that's
something he enacted 6 months ago was that because of all of the impersonations and stuff happening, he was like, if you have a check mark and you change your name on Twitter, you lose a check mark and you're probably going to get suspended.
Yes.
So there's just been people with
stuck. Christmas I remember trees. Doja Cat. Yeah.
Yeah, Doja Cat had a Christmas tree as her name on Twitter for like 3 months, and then she was like, please get rid of it.
And then she immediately changed it to like poop or something, her username, right? Yeah. Okay. Absolutely iconic.
Yeah, and so people have had like Christmas trees and stuff in their Twitter names for ages now, but whatever, they can change it back now. But the one person who I've tweeted about it who actually had something iconic to say is Bella Ramsey.
Iconic, what does she say?
She goes, okay, it's been fun. I'm not going to delete my account, but I'm never logging back into Twitter. Thank you to my army of gays.
Iconic.
And I'm like, that's how you do it. It's giving Melanie Lynskey. Have you?
Yeah.
Did you see? No, I think I might have talked about it when she was originally in the second trailer for The Last of Us.
Yes, okay,
and people
yes.
found out that she was cast in it.
Yeah.
She goes, someone tweeted, thank you, Melanie Lynskey, for getting all us gays excited about the zombie show.
Yeah.
As she retweeted it, I was like, oh, thank you so much. It means so much to me that me being in it makes gays want to watch. And then someone tweeted, like, us straights love you too, Melanie. And she retweets and goes, not as exciting, but thank you still. I like that's iconic.
An iconic exchange.
So everything's a mess.
I mean, I'm surprised it's taken this long. I really, for a little while there, was quite hoping that Elon Musk was going to be employed within, like, 2 months of buying Twitter, but...
Yeah, I honestly... And he's pushing conspiracy theories and, like, some pretty dangerous stuff on there.
Wild person. Did you see his rocket just blew up this week? Yeah, I know.
Tesla stock dropped by, like, a solid chunk.
Good.
Because, it was like a triple whammy. It was Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter stock all dropped on the same day because he undid the verification marks.
Yeah.
Tesla, something happened with Tesla, and the SpaceX thing exploded.
Iconic.
Like, this whole thing. It's... Everything's a mess. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Do you want to hear something really crazy and maybe a little bit relevant to you?
What?
So, you know how fanfic authors are often...
Oh, is this about the bookbinding? Oh, no. Okay, fine.
We're in drastically different areas of the internet, babe.
Yeah. Well, it's been a big thing this week, this bookbinding thing about with fanfic authors. But
What do you mean binding? Like, of the bookbindings?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, do you want me to tell you the story?
Does binding have, like... Are you using binding as a...
No, I mean actual bookbinding. So, people... used to on commission bookbind really popular fan fictions, but they've just had to stop this week because someone did an auction. They were trying to raise money for it was actually something really good. I think it was like Ukraine refugees. They were trying to raise money, that's and the thing. Reward
far-right
was
people think that Russia's in the right.
I know, that's crazy. Anyway. and they were trying to raise money for it, but they were auctioning off a bound. I think it was a really popular Dramini fic. Anyway, because the auction got really popular and they raised heaps of money, it brought a lot of scrutiny onto the bookbinding community. And you're not obviously allowed to make any money off fan fiction.
Interesting. So with this bookbinding stuff, I'm genuinely fascinated.
Yeah.
Is this like people on like Etsy or whatever who are printing other people's fanfics?
Yes.
So that's like cheating the cheater.
Yeah, and the authors knew about it, and legally, the Etsy bookbinders could only sell the bound book for the cost of the actual raw material and the cost of shipping. They couldn't charge for their time. They can't charge for the time because then technically you're making money off of the fan fiction, which you're not allowed to
do.
They
can charge for time. And they can charge for the actual construction and product used for the, like, leather bounding or whatever.
Yeah.
Leather binding or whatever.
That counts, but not
But they
time.
Couldn't count whatever money it took to print out all the pages.
Yeah, no. It's their actual physical time.
Very specific.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really, really grey area. But anyway, because there's been so much scrutiny this week and it's called a lot of, like, focus onto fan fiction.
I mean,
The money, all a bunch of authors, like fanfic authors, have all been like, no, I will no longer allow my book to be bound, like, at all.
What do you mean allow?
Well, they have. Like no, they have. In the past, their policy has been, anyone can do what they want, obviously within rules being you can't make money off of it. But now they're like, no, you can't do it. My policy is that you can't bind any of my fics, so...
Right, but they're just putting that in the description of the fanfiction.
Yeah, so, I mean, technically people
still could. So there's
still
people out there that...
Yeah, they technically
could. They weren't asking permission in the first place.
Well, I think it was like a blanket permission was given, but yeah, so technically they still
could. No, I mean
could,
the people doing the binding weren't asking permission.
Yeah, yeah, no, not, like, they weren't specifically messaging the author of a fic and being like, hey, can I specifically please bind this book for this person? Like,
correct.
No, there wasn't that. Well, at least...
Okay, so this does lead into my point. My topic. It's, you know, how fan fiction authors are... like always in constant fear of being like DMCA'd or taken down,
yeah.
Or you know, you can't link your Ko-fi account,
yep.
Or your Patreon on Archive of Our Own or fanfiction.com,
yep.
Or anything, because that would be profiting off of someone else's works,
yes,
in a roundabout way, not roundabout, in a wiggly woggly way, whatever. Yep. So all of that, like, fanfiction authors are used to being living in fear of being sued.
Yes.
This week, the tables, they done turned.
Did they? Interesting. Why?
So there's this fanfic author of Lord of the Rings fanfiction, right? Okay. He submitted a lawsuit. He's basically sued Amazon and the J.R.R. Tolkien estate, saying, you use plot lines from my fanfiction in your Amazon television show, and I'm suing you. What a slay. He's gonna lose. He's gonna lose and waste everyone's time and money. But what a slay, right?
That's so interesting.
The hilarious thing is, the reason he has a leg to stand on, and that's a thin leg,
yeah,
is because basically he did the Anatod, changed the names, changed a few things, and printed it as an original novel.
Right.
Inspired by or whatever. So he did that, and I think I have it up. If I have it up, I'll read it to you, because the blurb of this book is literally just The Lord of the Rings. It's like that Pam from The Office meme. They're the same picture.
Iconic. That's so funny.
It's genuinely hilarious. Okay, so basically, what's his name? His name is Polychron. I guess that's his pen name. Imagine naming your child Polychron.
The craziest thing I've heard.
Yeah. I'll talk about it later. But have you been on Trilby Cake Talk?
No.
Anyway. Fellowship of Fans, one of the Tolkien hardcore fan groups, tweeted out a bunch of the info. And it's like, in November 2017, Polychron claimed he sent a letter to Tolkien's grandson explaining his love of Lord of the Rings and told him that he was publishing these books inspired by, which were actually just fan fiction, they changed the names and stuff. He asked for permission to publish it. No, that's not true. He asked Tolkien's great-grandson to review it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he never got a response. This is the blurb of the book. When it loads. Okay. It's the first volume in Demetrius Polychron's epic adventure, The War of the Rings.
Horrifying.
Here's the tagline for the series. One king will gather them all.
Stop it.
One king will unite them. One king will lead them against the evil that will smite them. I can't figure out why that sounds so familiar. It's not like it's some widely popular quote or anything from a major film and television and novel series. I'm weird.
That's so fucking funny. I mean, I'm not laughing at him.
And then this is the blurb. Are you ready? He literally references Lord of the Rings. Okay, I'm just going to read it. Long before Sauron, the original Rings of Power were forged by the elven lord Celebrimbor and the dwarven smith Narvi in the Eregion by the Misty Mountains. These first magical rings were far more powerful than those that came after, which were corrupted by the necromancer and fought for in the War of the Ring. He literally says Sauron in his book called The War of the Ring.
That's so funny.
Elanor, daughter of Samwise, is nervous the night... We had grilled for dinner, and it's really fucking with me. I'm trying not to burp so bad. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's boring, but basically, like, thus begins the war to end all War of the Rings. It's like not even thinly veiled fan fiction. It's literally just fan fiction that he's published. Book one is titled The Fellowship of the King, instead of the Fellowship of the Ring. Like, it could
this
it get
is ballsy?
Could it get more?
This is like, ballsy. He's gonna be parody. Lucky if he doesn't get countersued.
There's no way he doesn't get countersued.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about Amazon.
Yeah.
And Tolkien.
Yeah.
Two of the strictest people when it comes to like their copyright and shit. Anyway, I find it absolutely hilarious. I find it ballsy.
It is ballsy. It's
and
a
also,
big move.
Is this guy just looking for?
I was gonna say
promotion, or is he that just that rich that he can do this and like fuck around people?
I was honestly going to say, like, I would not be surprised if this was to sell copies of his, if this was a PR move to sell copies of his book, because I would never have heard of this book otherwise, and now I do.
I mean, alternatively, you could just read Tolkien's books because they sound the exact same.
And also, alternatively, you could just watch the Amazon show.
You could just also watch the Amazon show. Because apparently it adapts his fan fiction. Anyway.
God, that's so funny.
I thought this was relevant to you being a fanfic lover.
Fair.
And me being a fanfic lover, but less to the extent of you, less than the extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I found that really, really funny.
Yeah, that's very iconic of
really,
him.
Really funny. I don't really have that many more things. In fact, I don't really have anything else. I still want to talk to you about MILF Manor, but every time I bring it up, you shoot me down. Yeah, the only other things really is the fact that they announced this week that they were rebooting Twilight as a television series with Stephanie Meyer involved.
Interesting.
I saw one person tweet and they were like, does this mean they're gonna have to force Stephanie Meyer to put people of color in the series again? But we're gonna be living in a time
yes.
where Harry Potter and Twilight TV shows are airing at the same time. Less than 15 years after the original series ended.
Mm.
Like, adaptation series ended.
Mm.
I just...
Mm.
You know what? If the target audience for your brand new show happens to be the exact same people who were the target audience for the movies and that came before it 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's too soon.
It's so accurate. It's so true. I don't understand.
Because it was Millennial and Gen X. What are we? Gen Z. Millennials and Gen Z that were the target audience for the originals.
Yeah.
Books and adaptations.
Yeah.
And now we are still the target audience for this new these new adaptations. So I'm like, what? They're not going to be warmly received.
No, they're really... I mean, I could see the Twilight ones being... Particularly season one, like Twilight. I could see it being watched.
Mm.
Just because, like, people will want to laugh.
Yeah, same with Harry Potter.
Well, I actually am not sure. I mean, I think season one of Twilight will probably do really well and they'll be like, wow, we can make all the rest of the seasons and the rest of them will fucking lose money. Yeah. Harry Potter, I think, is going to be a little different because I don't know. I just don't know. Because on the one hand, I kind of would hope that no one's going to watch it just because of how problematic.
I see. I think even if you remove all that or even if you keep it in, whatever, I think that Warner Brothers is going to be pumping so much money into this television show that it's going to be, like, the most expensive television show ever produced with the most extensive marketing budget ever seen for a television show.
Well, see, this is the thing, is that I also think that people are not going to have the morals that they say they do and they are going to watch it anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But...
And it will do really well.
I'm saying I don't see a future in which the Harry Potter TV show flops purely because...
No, I don't think
they're
so.
They're going to, like... take people's eyes open to watch it.
No, yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to avoid it.
No.
Whereas I think the Twilight stuff will be low enough budget.
Yeah.
That if it...
Well, nobody actually genuinely wants a Twilight reboot, right? Like, maybe for the shits and giggles, and if it was really camp, people would enjoy it, but no one actually wants it. Whereas the Harry Potter thing, unfortunately, people still love it enough that they are willing to, like,
No, I think Twilight's still popular enough. I just think that...
But not in the same way.
It's
that
not
going to
be the same size, budget-wise, as Harry Potter.
No.
It's not going to have the same budget or marketing budget or whatever. Like, it's physically going to have to appeal to a lot more people than it face value does.
Yes.
To be a success. I don't know.
Well, I guess it depends on what they're defining as a success, but...
But, like, it's going to be low enough budget that, like, it can probably get renewed for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
But it's not like Vampire Diaries on the CW low budget.
No, I doubt it.
So it's still going to be... I don't know. I think it's they're all going to turn out a mess.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Which, actually, the Vampire Diaries is kind of a slay.
I've never seen a single episode, so...
You would love it so fucking much. but I actually think also, like, visually...
Yeah.
They did, like, a lot of work to not make it look cheap, so it actually looks great.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's, like, aesthetically filmed and everything.
Interesting. Anyway...
I don't know what I was trying to say with all of that or go with all of that. I just wanted to say that I think they'll both flop.
I don't think the Harry Potter one will flop.
I mean, subjective flop. I think it's going to flop with the audience... But everyone's still going to watch it.
Anyway, I don't know. Do we have time to talk about WB or are we skipping that again? Okay. All right.
We're skipping it again. Mostly because apparently the Superman casting's coming out in a week or two.
Okay. All right.
Wait for that. So look forward to an episode where we deep dive into DC and Warner Brothers and
yes,
the mess that has been the past few
That was the most horrifying year. Thing you've ever done in front of me. Never do that again. Ever, ever, ever. I will not be friends with you anymore if you do that again.
Guys, all I did was give her a kissy face.
The lies. They would have been able to hear that through the microphone. Stop it!
And it's not going to happen anymore. I cracked my neck and she had a meltdown.
I don't like it. You're freaking out about this,
but not the snake that you're going to be greeted with when you get home.
That's a later problem. That's a problem for future Maddie. This was a problem for right now, Maddie.
The way that you are a loose cannon.
I actually feel physically ill. I think I have to leave and go home.
You're a psycho. Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about is a complaint.
Oh my god.
Directly for Harry Styles. I just want to say that I'm in my lip balm era.
Okay.
And I was like, I wonder if Harry Styles' skincare beauty company has lip balm.
Yeah. Pleasing flopped.
Did it?
Yeah, Pleasing has flopped, for sure.
I see Pleasing merch everywhere. So perhaps as a skincare brand it flopped.
Yeah, and the nail polish.
But as a t-shirt brand? You know the t-shirts are like $90?
That's horrifying. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, Pleasing does have a lip balm.
Right.
It's called the Pleasing Pen, which I'm sure you already know about because you're a Harry Styles fanatic.
No,
you don't?
No.
So one of their launch main products that they still sell is the Pleasing Pen.
Right.
And on one side it's a lip balm and on the other side it's an under eye roller. Like... Serum, roller serum.
Whack.
Because I guess on beauty websites and skincare sites, lips and eyes are always lumped together for some reason.
That's so bizarre.
Which is wild to me. But anyway, the pen itself is...
They're not, by the way. They're not ever lumped together.
Skincare they are.
Oh, interesting. Mm. There you go.
I deep dived into beauty celebrity skincare brands this week. Trust me. Turns out, the most affordable place to buy lip care stuff, Ariana Grande.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's shipping from America. Rare Beauty is called second.
And yeah, okay, interesting.
What was the other one that I looked at? Anyway, the Pleasing Pen.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's cool. It's $48.
Right.
It's up there, but it's not like crazy.
$48 Australian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, which is why I was like, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, converted, it's only $48. That's fine. So I was like, I'll add this to the cart and check shipping. So I added it to the cart, put in my address. Won't let me ship to it. I say, what's the problem? So I go down, I scroll to the bottom of the page and I click on information, shipping.
They don't ship to Australia?
They do. Only to 3 states. New South Wales, Victoria, and a third state that I don't remember.
Iconic. It was probably the ACT or Tasmania or something.
Yeah, some random shit. Yeah. Anyway, so I find out that they only ship to 3 states, right?
Mm-hmm. That's really weird.
So I do a bunch of Googling and confirmed, yes, they only ship to 3 different states.
So weird.
And one of them was when it launched back in, like, early 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an article about the fact that it cost $80 to ship. Like, a single
oh my God.
Pen product from...
Whack. Shipping internationally is so expensive.
Not always, but in this case, yes.
Well, they have to have deals with.
So that was 2 years ago, and I was like, slay. 2 years ago, I'm sure they've had time to fix this issue where it's impossible to get internationally because it's so fucking expensive to ship. So I went in and I put my friend's Melbourne address, Abdreps. $78 to ship.
Horrifying.
Hasn't changed in the 2 years since they launched.
That's crazy.
So it's $48 for the pen.
That's crazy.
$78 for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a personal attack by Mr. Styles.
I actually feel completely positive that he has no idea that it costs that much to ship it to Australia.
It costs that much to ship anywhere, including the UK. This is based in America.
Does it cost that much to ship it internally in the US? I feel confident he doesn't even
know. Not domestically.
How much it costs to ship it domestically, but.
So that's all. That's my whole spiel, is that Harry Styles needs to get his shit together and not charge $78. Almost double the price of the product to ship that product.
I'm sure if you even bought other products, though, it would still be $78. It's not going to be $78 per product.
It's not $78 per product, but it does go up.
Interesting. Shipping internationally is insane. It's absolutely insane. The only way that you can get around those high shipping costs is A, if you have a deal with a shipping company, which can be really difficult to do, or B, you have a facility in the country.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So Rem Beauty. It's
very difficult.
Clearly has a partner in their distribution because.
Well, they are owned by, I think, L'Oreal.
Slay.
So it might not be L'Oreal, but they're definitely owned by L'Oreal.
The moral of the story is I didn't order any from anywhere.
Just go to like a Sephora or a Mecca or something because then you don't need to pay any shipping.
What is Sephora? Is Fenty Skin and Fenty Beauty.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I've used Fenty Skin products in the past and I can't be bothered to do it again.
Yeah, but you can go to an actual skincare company. You don't need to buy one from a celebrity brand slash
line. When I say I'm in my lip balm era, it's not to keep my lips supple. It's because it's my new micro addiction that I can collect.
And specifically you're looking for lip balms?
Or like lip oils or lip creams. Oils.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to collect them. I don't even use them every day.
We'll talk about this afterwards. Okay.
I'm not saying I'm normal. Or that it's rational.
It's really not. You're going to spend a lot. Lip oils are so expensive.
I have like a drawer full of lip balms that I may or may not use.
Well, lip balm is different from a lip oil. So
like lip creams and shit.
All right. Anyway, my socials are on TikTok and Instagram, real_Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E _M, the letter.
Not to be confused with fake_Maddie.
Obviously, that would be confusing.
I don't know what this episode's going to sound and look like, if whether I chop it up a bit, because we talked about politics for like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is a slay of us.
We're passionate.
How many people do you know can go from talking about One Direction to really intense political talk?
I mean, for the people who are really smart, they're interconnected, obviously, as they were today.
I would have said for the really mentally ill.
Rude.
If you want to follow the pod, you can on TikTok and Instagram at WTFIH Podcast. All the links down below as usual. I have to get my shit together and start actually figuring out a way to post updates and stuff on the Instagram. It's just like, once it snowballs, it's like, now I have to jump back in and like acknowledge the fact that it's been like 4 weeks.
You totally don't.
But,
I never do. I just start again.
Pretend nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's so sly. I wish I could do that.
I just don't think anyone cares.
Yeah, and my links are down below. It's NIC_shushishi.
Cute.
Slay.
Thank you so much for listening to What the fuck is happening in the podcast. Bye.
Late at night edition.
3 days catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.